The Amazons followed their queen, holstering their blasters and drawing their blades.
Damn, this is gonna be fucking bloody.
JB safely stored his blasters before unsheathing his technoknife. The armorer ran a practiced eye over the encroaching horde as the words escaped his lips. There must have been three or four of them for each member of the tribe's company.
Well, we've been in stickier shit.
The hand-to-hand battle began in earnest as the first wave of muties reached the advancing Amazons, who moved forward to meet their foe, gaining momentum for the first strike. First blood went to Tammy. A sticky that had somehow made it through the onslaught without even picking up a scratch was upon her, waving a sharpened tree limb in one fist, the suckered fingers of its free hand reaching for her throat. She could feel its hot, fetid breath as it came within arm's length of her.
Think again, you bastard!
The young warrior merely sidestepped the charge and brought her blade across the mutie's stomach as it lay open to attack. She drove the blade as deep as it would go and sliced across, splitting the beast's abdomen in twain and spilling its intestines onto the plain. They hit the grass in a steaming, twirling mass. Tammy pulled her hand, hot and red with viscera, from out of its stomach and followed her initial thrust with a slash across the throat. The blood-slick blade sliced through the soft, soapy flesh, mashing the bone, flesh, and tendon into a pulp that caught on the razor-honed blade, tangling as it reached the spinal column. The young woman knew the only safe way to ensure the chill was to sever the head or an internal organ. She exerted all her power, the tendon standing out on her knife arm as she held the sticky back by the shoulder with her free hand. Its spinal column was made of bone as pliable and soft as the rest of its neck and throat, and with one mighty heave, the knife scored through it, severing the nervous system and taking its head off, if not cleanly, at least completely.
Who's next?
Tammy flashed the blade toward the next attacker, sticky blood showering off the end, while the corpse of her first chill slid harmlessly to the ground. All around, there were similar scenes. Doc hacked and slashed with the sword stick. Unlike the pangas and machetes used by those around him, Doc's blade was of the finest tempered Toledo steel and hadn't been manufactured to hack and slash. It was a weapon of accuracy. But not here. A simple wound that would disable or kill a normal human or sticky wouldn't be effective on these genetically altered muties. So Doc had to forego his training and use the blade in a bludgeoning manner.
Oh, sagacious Dante, what level of hell is this?
The old man was doing pretty well. His eyes glazed over as his enemy's blood splashed on him, his white hair flying in the momentum of his movement, the tails of his frock coat whirling behind him. In reality, he was in the Deathlands, with altered muties falling before him. But in the mind ravaged by time trawling and torture, Doc became all men in all history fighting for survival.